Unit 12. Translation. June 20th. In March, tens of thousands of students and citizens participated in a sit-in protest at Taiwan's Legislative Yuan, demanding that the service trade agreement with China should be retracted. Had the pact received a substantial review prior to its passing, there probably wouldn't have been such strong resistance to it. My friends and I are planning to attend the 2014 Hohaiyan Gongliao Rock Festival, which is a large-scale music event held annually at a beach in northern Taiwan. The festival distinguishes itself from other music festivals by its amazing natural scenery. This summer, we are looking forward to immersing ourselves in music and art at the festival. Global warming is one of the global community's major concerns these days. A warmer planet could put food production in jeopardy. In fact, the way we produce and market food could be one of the causes of global warming. The problem is that, as far as many consumers are concerned, they must be able to buy all sorts of products, regardless of the season. However, many of these foods must travel very long distances to be available in stores. This food transportation uses fossil fuels, resulting in pollution and increases in greenhouse gases. The answer to this problem will require action on many levels. Most importantly, consumers must be willing to give up some of their cherished foods, especially when those fruits or vegetables are not in season. Out-of-season fruits must often be shipped from very far away. Thus, it is up to consumers to realize the problem and begin to prefer local foods to those from distant places. After all, food producers won't stop shipping food as long as it returns a profit. Another possibility is that the government could put higher taxes on food that has a large ecological impact. However, it is the consumers who can have the most direct impact on this issue.